Then Shamash announced that the time had come. "Enter the ship now. Seal the hatch." I gazed at the sky. It was terrifying. I entered the ship. To Puzur Amuri, the shipwright, the man who sealed the hatch, I gave my palace, with all its contents. At the first glow of dawn, an immense black cloud rose on the horizon and crossed the sky. Inside it, the storm god Adad was thundering, while Shulat and Hanish, twin gods of destruction, went first, tearing through mountains and valleys. Nergal, the god of pestilence, ripped out the dams of the great deep. Ninurta opened the floodgates of heaven. The infernal gods blazed and set the whole land on fire. A deadly silence spread through the sky, and what had been bright now turned to darkness. The land was shattered like a clay pot. All day, ceaselessly, the storm winds blew, the rain fell. Then the flood burst forth, overwhelming the people like war. No one could see through the rain. It fell harder and harder, so thick that you couldn't see your own hand before your eyes. Even the gods were afraid. The water rose higher and higher until the gods fled to Anu's palace in the highest heaven. But Anu had shut the gates. The gods cowered by the palace wall, like dogs. Sweet-voiced Aruru, mother of men, screamed out like a woman in childbirth, "If only that day had never been when I spoke up for evil in the council of the gods! How could I have agreed to destroy my children by sending the great flood upon them? I have given birth to the human race only to see them fill the ocean like fish!" The other gods were lamenting with her. They sat and listened to her and wept. Their lips were parched, crusted with scabs. For 6 days and 7 nights, the storm demolished the earth. On the 7th day, the downpour stopped. The ocean grew calm. No land could be seen, just water on all sides, as flat as a roof. There was no life at all. The human race had turned into clay. I opened a hatch, and the blessed sunlight streamed upon me. I fell to my knees and wept. When I got up and looked around, a coastline appeared a half mile away. On Mount Nimush, the ship ran aground. The mountain held it and would not release it. For 6 days and 7 nights, the mountain would not release it. On the 7th day, I brought out a dove and set it free. The dove flew off, then flew back to the ship, because there was no place to land. I waited. Then I brought out a swallow and set it free. The swallow flew off, then flew back to the ship, because there was no place to land. I waited. Then I brought out a raven and set it free. The raven flew off, and because the water had receded, it found a branch. It sat there. It ate. It flew off and didn't return.